Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. It's hard to believe it's been over 2 years since my next guest has been on with us. But he's definitely been busy in that time, and we've been really excited to be able to keep up with him online. Ryan McIntyre is back with us today to talk to us not only about his journey as an actor, but also what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to see the way that people have been able to respond to it. Last time we talked, we mentioned the projects that he's been a part of, like Blood Relatives, the television series, as well as the TV show Shameless. We'll also talk to him, though, about the journey, what it's been like for him to realize that this was his passion, but also to know that he's inspiring people along the way. Ryan, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man. Glad to have you back.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks for having me back, man. I cannot believe it's been 2 years. It's crazy.
Exactly. You know, but as we were talking about even before we went live here, you've definitely been busy, so it's totally understandable, you know, that you've had other things going on. But when you reflect on this journey, Ryan, of being able to do, you know, shorts and then doing television series, I mean, what has it been like for you, man, to see the way that this ride has kind of progressed and how you've been able to do so many great projects that you're proud of?
Oh, man, it's such a tough industry. It's so I don't think there's one right way to do it. So, you know, you just try by failing and failing and failing and hope that some of your art that you put out, whether it's a short or a movie or a show, you hope some of your art's going to be received well by somebody out there and they like your stuff. And that's kind of been my thing, is to take every opportunity, no matter how I feel, whether I'm confident about the project, not confident. I like to just do any project that way. You can just throw any art out there and hope it's received well. I hope someone likes it, and you know, and I hope you can make a career and a life out of this. That's been the goal from the start. And,
right.
You know, I think goals are very, very important. And you don't want to look too far ahead. You got to set your goals very, what can you do today? What can I do today to get better at this? What can I do to further career today, right now? You know, right. And try to stay in the moment, man, and just push it.
Yeah, and the thing in the moment, I think, is so important. I think, you know, regardless of what profession we're in, Ryan, because I think, you know, we can get so lost. I think also we, you know, it's so difficult sometimes because we are, you know, kind of in this go mentality. It's so hard for us to kind of, you know, appreciate the fact that, you know, we've already done a lot. How important has it been like for you to celebrate those successes you've had? Because you said it is competitive, it is difficult. How important is it for you when you get that role for you to really celebrate that moment?
Man, I think it's very, very important, man. It really, truly is, because what you're setting out to do, I mean, the chances and the odds are against you. And life is short. You have to love what you do, and you have to be in it for the right reason. So
yeah.
When you get something like that, whether it's a part on Shameless or a small part in a movie that's not even big, it's a small role, I like to celebrate them all, because that just means, you know, the tenacity, the late nights of being broke, eating ramen noodles, struggling, and you know, being new to the city, and you know, all those things. So I think it's huge to celebrate it, man. Whether it's a little thing, like something you're very proud of or something, ah, man, that's embarrassing. I did this dumb vampire movie when I was just starting out. All that's all right, because it's all experience. It all leads to something, you know. So,
exactly.
But I do think you got to celebrate it, man. Life's short. And, you know, also I think it's important to celebrate other people's success. It's so, in our industry, we get so focused on ourselves because we're entrepreneurs. We're constantly trying to get our brand, get us out there. It's kind of a selfish industry. So I think with your friends and your relationships with others, your peers, I think you need to celebrate their successes just as much. You know, there was a point in my life where a friend's success would make me feel jealous or envious, or, you know, and I've transferred that energy. Now I'm proud of them. I'm like, my shot will come, you know. Just keep it up and be happy for them. And you send positive energy out, and positive energy comes back, man. It's that simple. And, like, I think you can try that in any aspect of your life. You know, just positivity is the key, man. And
exactly.
Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail. Everybody starts somewhere. Everyone looks stupid at some point. You know, we all make mistakes. And as long as you learn from your mistakes, then it wasn't a mistake, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is really, you know, that is really, I think, a wise thing to remember. I mean, and it's so great to hear you say those things, Ryan, because there's somebody out there that needs that reminder. Because a lot of times we can also beat ourselves up so much that I didn't get the big thing or I only got this role or that role. I was having a conversation this week, and one of the things that an actor said to me, he had had what some people would look at as, you know, small roles, and now he's landed a, you know, series regular for Tyler Perry. And he said one thing that he has learned is that there's no such thing as a small role because, you know, because if you didn't have those extras, there wouldn't be the bigger picture. And I think that is, you know, perspective is definitely important. Where did that come from, though? Where did that sense of perspective come from? Because that is a very, I think, wise thing that you said. I mean, is that something that you knew early on that was the attitude to have, or is it something that developed?
You know, it definitely developed. Acting is something, it's such a different industry because, you know, you tell someone, hey, I'm an actor, and they're going to say, well, what restaurant do you work at? And, you know, and they're trying to be funny, and I get that because, you know, it's such a strange industry. But you have to, in the beginning, not worry about those things, you know, and not try to compare yourself to other people and say, look where he is. And you were talking about small roles, big roles. I started as an extra, and I had a lot of roles where I would do this and I'd say, hey, I got this part. And someone would say, but you're an extra. That doesn't count. Well, sure, it counts. I got paid for being on it. I was on that set. I got the experience of being on the set. So it was. Now, to some people, it's very different. So you can't do your actions and do your work for the acceptance of others. And that's the main thing that I've learned from being in Los Angeles, doing acting, is at the end of the day, you got to do what's going to make you happy for yourself and not others. So I stopped trying to worry about what it sounded like by saying, hey, I'm an actor. And I do eat ramen noodles, and I do have two jobs, and I do struggle. And that's all right. You know, I don't have to say to anyone where I'm doing in life. And just believing in yourself and by that kind of confidence just carries and gains. And then when you do an audition, even if you go in there and mess it up and do horrible, that's an experience. Now you can gain on that and let it gain and keep these experiences and keep gaining and keep pushing yourself and keep pushing yourself in places that are uncomfortable for you. If you have a role in this, like, oh, man, I can't see myself doing this. It's so uncomfortable. Yeah, why not? But that's the thing that could be the thing that pushes you and make someone notice you and say, hey, did you see him in that small role? So I back to your original question, your original point, I think you're right, man. There are no small roles, and everything should be celebrated. You know, it's such a tough, tough industry. And that's where the positivity comes in.
Right.
And surrounding yourself with good friends, and back to what I said about, you know, you can become jaded in this industry and very selfish. That energy does exist. So if you surround yourself with these kind of people that are saying, oh, it's the casting director's fault, it's this, I'm never going to get a part. You know, that kind of energy is, it's not that you don't like that person, or it's just it can rub off. And you have to be very careful who you surround yourself with, people that are going to push you and motivate you and say, you know, it's great that you're trying to do something that not many people can do. And not,
right,
you know, not many people get the chance to do is the thing. So, and, you know, I come from Kentucky where, you know, I've had a football dad as a coach, football coach as a dad. You know, he was always pushing me towards sports, and which I love sports. But when I wanted to branch off in acting, you know, there's a foreign world to him. And, you know, there was a lot of, are you sure you want to do this? And come on back home. And there's a lot of that. But it's all out of love, you know. So you got to do what you love at the end of the day, man. You know.
True. It's true. And I think, you know, that passion definitely comes through. I can hear it in your voice, Ryan, for sure. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program today, Ryan McIntyre. We're talking to him not only about his journey in front of the camera, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves. And then, of course, to see the way that people are responding to it. You know, you also, I've noticed this about you, and you know, even over the 2 years when you and I connected, that you keep positivity around you, whether it's being around family and friends, fans are able to see that sometimes on Facebook. But even things that you post, on Facebook, you mentioned not too long ago, actually, on Facebook, you said, don't let negativity control you. We are here for such a limited time. Is that another thing that kind of keeps you appreciative of the moment, Ryan, realizing that, it really doesn't do anyone any good, to be able to surround themselves with that negative energy or to allow themselves to be brought down by it?
Yeah, Cyrus, as someone that has battled deep, deep depression and deep anxiety and deep certain addictions, there was one point in my life I was so depressed that I could not get out of bed because I was surrounded by so much negative energy. And a lot of that negative energy I was producing myself. I was putting these negative thoughts about myself. And your self-image is so important because what you think and your thoughts are eventually going to be an action. Every action has a reaction. So if you say you want to be an actor and you want to do this, but then you're going to go out and party and do these things, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense to what you're trying to do, your ultimate purpose, if you have an ultimate focus. And that's why I think, vision boards come into play where people envision their certain salary. They envision, this is the way I want my life. This is where I want to be in 5 years. And by doing that, it just makes your intentions focused on those things and what you're doing, your actions focused towards those things. And also with your self-talk. Your self-talk, how you talk about yourself to yourself, it's how you seem to others and how you appear and how you are. If you're going to sit there and say, I'm not good looking enough, and I'm just not funny enough, and I don't think they'll like me, and that's going to come true. That's going to portray through you, through your actions. But if you come through and just say, hey, I'm a little nervous about this interview with Cyrus. I hope it goes well. I don't know too much about acting. I just started it 6 years ago, but I'm going to be positive about it. Cyrus is an awesome guy. I love listening to his stuff, and maybe I can say something that inspires someone and see the two different reactions that we have every single day right in front of us. We always can choose in any situation. So that's just what I try to do that. And what you're asking about life being so short, I mean, we're all just here for such a short time that, just appreciate the little things, man, because I often say to myself, on my deathbed, laying there, what would I say to myself? So I turned 29 yesterday. What would I say to myself at 29? A lot of things come in, and I dang sure wouldn't be how many likes I got on this picture or how many friends I had or followers. It's going to be how much time did I spend with the people I love, how much time did I spend doing what I love, and mainly I don't want to have a lot of regret, meaning having opportunities there and saying, I'm not going to go for it because I might fail. I might look stupid. My friends might see me as a failed actor. I mean, Cyrus, it still was a very good chance. I still might not make it. That's a very good opportunity. But anybody might not make it. We might wake up tomorrow and we're in a war. That's what I mean by stay in the moment, man. Stay in the moment. Appreciate it. We have it so good. If you have food in your fridge, air conditioning. I mean, it's just crazy how blessed we are in this country, and those are little things. You just got to count your blessings, and it can be really hard because doing something acting has so much rejection that comes with it. You're going for these roles, you're getting rejected. To your friends, the way it comes off, it can be very negative, a lot of rejection. So I think it's very important to have that mindset and that lifestyle that you're acting's not just the only thing in your life. You have so many things. It's a balance, and life is about balance. So that's all I try to do. And, I'm learning every day. I'm pushing myself as a person to try to strive to be better as an actor, as a person, as a son, as a friend. And I think that's what we all should do every day, And I think everyone, and really, I've seen a huge awakening. You were talking about social media a little bit. It's a huge just awakening of awareness, and I think people are starting to be more aware, and we're in some crazy times right now,
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you said some things I think that are really important, and I think one of the big ones is, even listening to you, I mean, you're so much more than just an actor, because I think, for someone who has been able to have life experiences, to be able to have learned from those life experiences, I think it has also made you an example to others as to what's possible. So when you hear that from family, when you hear that from friends and even from people who are just meeting you because of the work that you do, does that feel as though you're doing at least, you know, a little bit in being able to make things a little bit better because you realize that other people are appreciating the journey that you've been on?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can do something for someone else, and, you know, we live in such a selfish society. I tend to be so, everyone, you know, can be selfish, but the moment you do something for someone else, that feeling of gratitude that they have for you, what you've done, and there's nothing in the world better than that, to help other people. So if I ever have someone like, hey, Ryan, this interview you said, I took a lot away from it, that's always the coolest thing. And if someone were to come up to me, and it really hasn't happened yet, I haven't had enough stuff out, but if someone were to come up to me and say, hey, man, I saw you in this, and it truly blew me away. That's the only reason I do acting, is to entertain people, is to take people out of their lives and into this world, whatever we're making. And that's the ultimate goal for me. That's the reason I do it. That's why you do it, man.
Right. I think that is the great thing.
And sorry to interrupt you. Look at a guy like Johnny Depp. I mean, he's a pure example of a guy that's taken his talents, but here he goes to a hospital and dresses up as his character for kids. You know, and these kind of things don't get celebrated. And you look at the guy, Paul Walker, that passed away, tremendous human being, who would do huge, huge things of charity and little things here and there to help people that never truly made the news until he passed away. There's a lot of people like that in our society that are doing great things. Keanu Reeves is one of them that is constantly giving back and constantly... I mean, he's just a prime example of where I strive to be, if that's possible, you know.
Right.
So be in that position where you're giving back, you're humble, you realize that, you know, it's just a job. You're no special than anybody else, but everybody's special.
Exactly.
You know, everybody matters. You treat everybody the same, whether on set, it doesn't matter because we're all the same, man. And,
yeah. Well, that's the thing, and I think that's what sometimes bring other actors together is, of course, being able to realize that you guys understand each other. You understand the journey of what it takes to do what you do, and then, of course, to be able to share that with other people. You know, you mentioned earlier, you know, about, you know, the questions, or am I this or am I that? Have you gotten used to seeing yourself? Because, of course, you know, you and I were talking about photos even before we went live here. I mean, have you gotten used to looking at these photos of you or seeing yourself like in, you know, a commercial for the NFL Network or, you know, or something like that? Have you gotten used to seeing yourself there and saying, wow, that's me?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's actually a really important part of acting, is being able to kind of know what you look like. Know what you're portraying. And I constantly, if I can ever watch my auditions, I do. I always tape myself before auditions, and I watch myself and I see, you know, what it looks like, what it takes, because visually it can really show you maybe that you're doing something very small that's offsetting. Or so I think that's very helpful. And, yeah, just knowing that self-image, what you're kind of trying to portray, like, you know, where do you fit? Are you an athlete? Are you going to play FBI? Are you going to play the tough guy? Are you going to be the soft, artsy, romantic? You know, so you try to see yourself. It's very confusing. It's very tough. But yes, back to the question, I think that you have to be used to seeing yourself, be used to hearing what you sound like, and just also being comfortable. Just like once you're so comfortable with it and you've practiced so much, it doesn't feel like you're acting. You know, it should never feel like you're acting. And once you can get that away and the nerves away from it, you can really start to open up some creative doors and really improv and be in the moment and create and paint. You know, that's why I love acting. My favorite acting is improv, where you don't know what the next line is going to be. But because I'm listening so intently, because I'm in the moment with you and what you're saying, I'm going off what you do. We create this, you know, this cool moment that's I did a film with Danny Trejo. It's called The Prey. And it's coming out in October. It's my biggest film yet. It's a monster film. It's set in Afghanistan, so it starts off military film, but then comes on to be this monster movie because the soldiers get stuck in a cave, inhibited by this creature, and this creature starts taking every American soldier out. So, I mean, it's going to be a trip. The movie's going to be a blast. That's coming out in October, but there was a scene where the director called me the night before, and he's like, hey, we're doing this rap thing, and I want you to kind of improv a rap scene. And I was like, okay, cool, and so I made up my rap, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, so I kind of stuck a little Muhammad Ali part into my rap just to kind of mark that home. But so made the rap, show up the next day, and we're about to film this, and we're improvising, and the actor doesn't know what I'm saying, and I'm doing my rap, and I say, hey, man, what did you think about that? And he just improvs this perfect scene, this comedic, like, no, man, it was horrible. And the scene, it just works. And basically, that's when you're creating that kind of art, it's like being on a ledge and not knowing where your next step's going to be. Right. But by doing that, and you're so in the moment, it'll be so natural. And that's just my favorite kind of work, you know, doing stuff like that. And I love it. I'm excited about this movie, The Prey, man. It's taking a long time to come out. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a great thing. You know, and again, being able to celebrate things like that, to have those things that you're able to be proud of, that means so much. You know, Ryan, I have to say, you know, this conversation, I believe people will look at it and say that what you have articulated here is something that so many people can relate to. They know what that's like to, you know, to wonder, you know, what's going to happen, but also to appreciate where they are at the moment. And I think that's the great thing about conversations like this, because it reminds us that regardless of what our profession, we all are human, and we all have those same emotions. We all have those same doubts that can creep in, those same fears, but we also can reach and pull from the same strength and the same courage. Does it help you to know that you're not by yourself? You know, I was talking about this earlier with a guest. Does it help you to realize that there are other people in your profession and others that know exactly what you're talking about? So when you articulate it the way you are now, they're able to say, you know what, I feel that same way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going into an acting class can be like therapy, listening to, you know, other actors vent about certain situations, because it's such a tough industry. And L.A. itself is such a tough town with so many external factors that you have to worry about, getting to an audition, traffic, just money. It's so expensive, such an expensive city to live there. So I think it's basically like going to war, and you have war stories. Like, you know, I have so many funny situations and stories I could tell you that you wouldn't even believe me if I told you I did this in the audition room. Cyrus, I mean, today for a music video, big country music video, they had me show up, and I have to make out with a girl in the audition. I mean, it's just the craziest things. Like, I couldn't think that up, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a big part, so hopefully I get that, but... it's just crazy, and I think that's what drew me to it, Cyrus. I love the how it's changing, how it's different every day. You never come in and do the same thing. It's never mundane. I love that. It's exciting. It's scary. You know, and back to the part about the fear and relating to that. Like, you know, we truly don't know if you're gonna make it. Even if you make it, you could be hot for a year and then no one's seen you, that actor, since. You know, it kind of just falls off. So. Yeah, absolutely. And you can't worry about that. You stay in the moment, but it does help to know. I mean, you listen to some of the great actors. Some of them didn't make it till they were 40 and 50s, and they have the war stories, and they have,
right. You
know, the 20 years that no one saw them going to auditions, grinding, being poor, you know, doing all these things that are sacrificing for what they want to do. And then they see that they've made it, and they say, oh, yeah, he was just blessed. You know, even an overnight success, he was made for it. No, he wasn't. You didn't see what he did, what he gave up, what he had to do. So I think that's very important, and it also keeps you grounded, you know, so you don't go too high and too low. You stay right there and say, hey, you know, stay in the moment.
There you go. Stay in the moment. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, I've been speaking today with actor Ryan McIntyre. We've been talking to him not only about the journey to doing what he loves, but how he's been able to stay grounded along the way. And as you just heard him say, and as he says quite a bit on Facebook, to live in the moment and to appreciate each and every day because it's something that will never come our way again. Ryan, how can our listeners stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Man, my tag is Ryan McIntyre, 21, and Ryan McIntyre, McIntyre is McIntyre, 21, and that's on Instagram and that's on Twitter. And then if you look me up on Facebook, you'll see my fan page on Facebook if you hit like. Feel free to shoot me any messages or whatever. I respond to everybody. And, yeah, man, keep up with me, please. I need some supporters. I need some love. I'll send you the love back, I promise.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for the time, man. Great conversation with you today, and looking forward to staying connected with you, man, for sure.
Hey, man, Cyrus, it's always a good thing talking to you. I love your positivity, man. Keep it up. Keep the fire. And we'll talk again soon, brother.
All right, we'll definitely make it happen. Again, everyone, Ryan McIntyre, make sure you guys are staying connected with him. We've already tagged his Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle for you guys. We'll tell you how you can find it here in just a moment. You know, I love the fact that Ryan is able to be a part of these great projects, but also to realize the importance of appreciating each and every day. I think so many times we get lost on the bigger picture instead of thinking about what we've done and also what we're accomplishing and also what we're learning. I think that's another great thing that he's been able to tap into. So I hope you guys are able to take that in and apply that for your own journey. We thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media site, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. As I mentioned, we've already tagged Ryan on both places, so you guys can find him there. You click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.